Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razak at CM Trading. Today is November 24, 2022, and today is Thursday morning. So looking at the highlights of today, yesterday's FOMC meeting minutes indicated that moving forward, they're not going to increase interest rates at the same pace that they've done until now, which kind of implies that inflation is in check, at least for now. As a result, the markets did rally and celebrate. Specifically, the euro rallied above its 200-day moving average. Now, there's no major economic event scheduled for today, but the U.S. markets will be closed today in observance of Thanksgiving Day holiday. Tomorrow, the markets will be open. Now, looking at the various markets, starting out with the forex symbols, the U.S. dollar slips versus the major pairs. In the indices, the Dow Jones gains nicely while NASDAQ unchanged. That's important. Like looking at commodities, gold bounces while oil slips. Looking at the stocks, JP Morgan gained while the tech stocks not. Lastly, Bitcoin on resistance. Let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're looking at that Euro USD and we're at that top right here. Now, two things here. We're making a double top here. We're above the 200-day moving average, one. Number two, we got to stay above. This is really important. The next 3 days is going to be very important to whether or not this trend will now be starting to make some sort of comeback for the Euro USD. Now, we've seen a comeback when it comes to the GBP, but not for the euro yet. So this is very important moving forward. If you are trading the euro USD, GBP USD, look at that at 120 and a nice alley-oop getting very strong here as it's extending its gains. It's below its 200-day moving average on the daily, but nevertheless gaining quite nicely. It was beaten up much more than the euro in terms of its downside, almost being 104 to the dollar, which is a major threshold for the GBP for the dollar. Looking at the Australian dollar, one of the weaker of the three pairs, which is kind of interesting because it's generally stronger, but trading at resistance-ish level, it may play catch-up, so keep an eye on this as well. Now, looking at gold, this is very interesting. Just a little bit of a move up. Whether this is a higher low and starting to show us a new pattern on the downside is something to consider, okay? I'm not going to say that right away because it's been trading within a range, but we're getting closer to that top range. We're also on the 8-day moving average as a resistance-ish level. So just keep that in mind moving into today. Now, looking at crude oil, we slipped to $77 a barrel. Now, we're not at 75 from $81, but we did slip. So in terms of oil, prices are in check, which means moving into the winter, prices have been subsided somewhat, okay, for heating oil and that kind of stuff in the northern hemisphere where 90% of the population exists. Oil is a very important commodity. Now, looking at the U.S. markets, the Dow Jones trading right now at 34,242. Now, markets are open for today. The future markets are open. However, just keep in mind that the market's going to be trading in a really tight range tomorrow. Historically speaking, Black Friday is a rally day. Okay, so just keep that in mind. If we do get that, it's also a half day. So that is something to possibly look forward to into tomorrow's session. So the markets are still strong, but just remember, we're hitting a double top after a major, did I say major, move on the upside. 5,000 points, 5 to 6,000 points down, 5 to 6,000 points up. We're kind of like a V formation. What happens next is going to be very important. Now, I'm a little biased on the upside, okay, because we do have a saucer kind of move right there. That's what we call a saucer. And when we did retrace throughout this week, it showed very big weakness to the downside, meaning it didn't show us that there was some sort of selling pressure at all. So I am a little bit biased on the upside, but just remember, we are on a double top, so keep that in mind. And tomorrow's a rally day, so, you know, people might want to, you know, kind of take their money out of the markets and book their profits, so you might see some sort of retracement in the markets. Maybe we'll get to 33,400 level as a retracement level, but that's something to consider, okay? Now, looking at the NASDAQ, okay, this did not budge higher. At 11,886, I would have expected it to be somewhere in the 12,000 point range. And that's because the tech stocks are really, really very, very soft right now. So looking at those stocks, okay, let's just take a look at JP Morgan making new highs. This is really important where the market is expecting to make new highs here. So keep that in mind. The banks are strong. Interest rates are strong. So the banks are going to show some profit. Now, Looking at the tech stocks, though, Apple, not that strong, not making new highs, not making, you know, breaking out. Microsoft on its upper range, but again, not breaking higher. If we look at Facebook, also on that moving average, and you're starting to get that crossover. Okay, if we're looking at Amazon, also just trading sideways, nothing breaking out, nothing showing me strength or pushing. So that means that the tech stocks are somewhat weak. Does it mean that we're going to sell off? Not necessarily, but they're showing some weakness here. So that's really important. Cisco is the only one that's showing some strength above its 200-day moving average on a daily. But again, it's got to sustain it for the long term. Intel, not doing much. And this is a bellwether. Remember that. So lastly, looking at Bitcoin, we're up to 16,900-ish level. You can see that at 16,800 right now, just shy of 16,796, So we are just at the top of the range. We're trading between 15,500, 16,600, 1,000-point range. And it's a V formation. Let's see what happens next. So it is trading above its moving averages, but still way, way below what we saw previously. And so we may still see some selling pressure here in Bitcoin. This is Fred Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thanks.